Our prophet simply the best. Our prophet simply the best. Our prophet simply the best. Our prophet simply the best.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. The final prophet of Allah Almighty, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, stated, whosoever sends salat upon me 100 times a day, Allah Almighty will fulfill hundreds of his needs, 70 of them regarding the hereafter, and 30 of this world. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome to another episode of Silsila, Our Prophet, Simply the Best. So far, we've talked about the blessed lineage, blessed parents of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and blessed appearance. My dear viewers of Madani channel, hearing and vision are two of the greatest ni'mah given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the two greatest blessings that are given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Experts consider normal or healthy visual acuity to be 20/20 vision. We've always heard this term, 20/20 vision. That simply means that you can clearly see something 20 feet away that you should be able to see from that distance. If you were to look at the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within an eye, just take an example for an eye, we'll be amazed, right? Through the vision, we can distinguish through the vision that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us through these eyes. One can distinguish between colors, red, green, yellow, blue, all these colors. We can distinguish it because of the vision that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Through the vision bestowed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are able to recognize difference between each alphabet, difference between alphabet and numbers, difference between numbers. Based on the curvature of the earth, standing on a flat surface, with your eyes about 5 feet off the ground, the farthest edge that one can see is about 3 miles away. We're all talking about the great ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is a vision. Researchers believe that without obstruction, a person with healthy but average vision could see a candle flame from as far as 1.6 miles. With obstruction, our eyes can't see past that. Without the earth's curvature from higher up, you might be able to identify objects from dozens, even hundreds of miles away. From the surface of the earth, we can see the moon, the stars, the sky, etc. All this is because of the power of the vision given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you imagine the power of the vision of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? The blessed eyesight of beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had a miraculous glory. It is stated in Al-Khasais Al-Kubra Al-Suyuti, Al-Mawahib Al-Dunya, Sharh Al-Zurqani, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam could see simultaneously front and back, right and left, up and down. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam could also see equally well during the day and night, as well as in dark and in daylight. Subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madani channel, we could only see what's going on in front of us. We can't see behind us. We will need an object like a mirror to see behind us. We have to tilt our eyes. We have to move our head left and right to see left and right. My dear viewers of Madani channel, look at the power of the vision of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam could see simultaneously front and back, right and left, up and down. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam could also see equally well during the day as well as during night, during dark or during daylight. My dear viewers of Madani channel, let's refresh our iman by listening about the extraordinary power of vision of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam has said, which has been quoted in Muslim Sharif, Inni wallahi la ubsiru min wara'i kama ubsiru min bayni yadayya.
By Allah Almighty, undoubtedly, I can see behind my back just as I can see in front of me. In Bukhari Sharif, it is written, Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has said, هَلْ تَرَوْنَ قِبْلَتِي هَا هُنَا فَوَاللَّهِ مَا يَخْفَى عَلَيَّ خُشُوعُكُمْ وَلَا رُكُوعُكُمْ إِنِّي لَأَرَاكُمْ مِنْ وَرَاءِ ظَهْرِي. Meaning, do you think that I can only see what is in front of me? By Allah Almighty, neither is your humility concealed from me, nor your ruku hidden from me. Undoubtedly, I can see from behind my back as well. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, commenting on the second blessed hadith that we've just heard, Allama Badruddin Mahmud bin Ahmad Aini rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, majority of honorable Islamic scholars hold the opinion, which is correct, that seeing what is behind the back in a manner which is against the norm in the real sense is the distinctiveness of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And therefore, Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has mentioned this blessed hadith in the chapter Signs of Prophethood. Tabi'i saint Sayyidina Mujahid rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has narrated that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's act of seeing behind his back was not restricted to salah, but rather it was related to all times. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. It is stated in the narrations mentioned in the books of Bukhari and Muslim Sharif. Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has said, أَكِيمُ الرُّقُوعَ وَالسُّجُودَ فَوَاللَّهِ إِنِّي لَأَرَاكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِي. That is, O people, perform ruku and sujood properly, because by Allah Azza wa Jal, I continue to watch you from my back. Commenting on this hadith, the author of the book Mirqat has stated, this is one of the miracles bestowed upon a Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and his blessed eyesight was not limited to the things that could be felt. Instead, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would see even invisible and unnoticeable things, as is mentioned in a narration of Bukhari. Wallahi ma yakhfa alayya ruku'ukum wa la khushu'ukum. Translation, meaning, by Allah, your ruku' and khushu' is not hidden from my eyes. Subhanallah, how great and glorious are the eyes of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. How great and glorious is the vision of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam watched not only the ruku being performed by the salah offering people behind his back, but also their khushu. Khushu means a feeling of fear and humility in the heart, which is quite invisible. But look at the great miracle of the eyes of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Look at the great miracle of the vision of beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam saw even the thing that was impossible to be seen with eyes. Subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Shaykh Muhaqqiq, Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehelvi rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has been given the tremendous power of seeing in all six directions, left, right, front, back, above, below, at the same time. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Ala Hazrat, Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has humbly said in the court of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Shash jahad, samt muqabil shabo roz ek hi hal, dhoom wa najm mein hai aap ki binai ki. Meaning, O beloved Rasul of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, whether it is day or night, for you, seeing the six directions of left and right, front and back, above and below, are just like observing the area in front of him. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, why would this not be the magnificence of the blessed eye of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, when Allah Almighty Himself has stated in Surah Najm, verse number 17, مَا زَاغَ الْبَصَرُ وَمَا طَغَى. Translation from Kanzul Iman, at the time of beholding Allah Almighty, the eyes of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did not turn aside nor exceed the limit. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is through his blessed eyes he has seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, in the life of this world, seeing Allah Almighty is exclusively for the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sadrul Afazil Allama Mawlana Sayyid Naimuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says about this verse that it shows the perfection of the strength of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. that he stood firm at a place where the minds are in astonishment, and he was blessed with the sight of the nur that he intended to see. He was neither distracted by anything left or right, nor did he faint like Sayyidina Musa ala Nabijina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Rather, he stood firm in this exalted place. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has himself stated that he has seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A blessed hadith in Musnad Imam Ahmad, Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has said, Ra'aytu Rabbi tabaraka wa ta'ala, meaning, I saw my Lord Almighty. In another hadith from Kanzul Ummal, our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has said, Inna Allah ta'ala a'ta Musa al-kalama wa a'tani ar-ru'ya. Indeed, Allah Almighty bestowed on Prophet Musa alayhi salam the honor of conversing with him and granted me the honor of seeing him. Allah, Allah, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, Subhanallah, may our lives be sacrificed on the blessed vision of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's listen to another beautiful hadith. Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has said, My Lord said to me, نَحَلْتُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خُلَّتِي وَكَلَّمْتُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا وَأَعْطَيْتُكَ يَا مُحَمَّدُ كِفَاحًا. I bestowed my friendship on Ibrahim, spoke to Musa, and O Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, I granted you the honor of seeing me, that is, you have seen my pure beauty without a veil. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has said, and it is quoted in Bukhari Sharif, Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has said, Inni wallahi la anzuru ila hawdi al-ana. Undoubtedly, by Allah Almighty, I am looking at my pond of Kawthar at this very moment. Allah, Allah, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, our eyes can't see past the wall, but look at the blessed vision of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that his blessed eyes could see the pond of Kawthar from where he was. O devotees of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, the pond of Kawthar is in paradise, and paradise is situated above the seven skies. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu was asked, where is paradise? He replied, فَوْقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ تَحْتَ الْعَرْشِ. Paradise is above the skies, but beneath the arsh. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated, the beloved of Allah Almighty is standing in Medina whilst looking at the pond of Kawthar, which is in paradise. And paradise is above the seven skies. The one whose eyesight can see paradise from Medina can also see the entire earth and those living here. It is stated in a blessed hadith. Our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has said, this hadith is in Muslim Sharif. Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has said, Inna Allaha zawaliyal arda fara'aytu mashariqaha wa magharibaha. Meaning, undoubtedly, Allah Almighty folded the earth for me, and I saw its east and its wests. That is the entire earth, meaning that the entire earth was shown to me in miniature. It was placed before me. It has been learned that the skies and the earth, the east and the west, are in the vision as well as in his control. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Sadul Ulama, the commentator of Bukhari, Maulana Sayyid Ghulam Jilani Mirti rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would see those things with his blessed eyes which are at a distance of hundreds of thousands of miles hidden in heavenly veil. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Sadrul Ulama has further written that there are two conditions for seeing something with the eyes. One is that there should be light, because nothing can be seen with the eyes in darkness. The other one is that the thing that you want to observe should be present in front of you before your eyes. If it is not in front of you but behind you, it can definitely not be seen. But there was no condition out of them for the blessed eyes of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The greatest level of distinctiveness of those divinely gifted eyes is something that has never been granted to any eye, and neither will it be granted to anyone
until the day of judgment.
These eyes saw Allah Almighty on the night of Mi'raj, and this tremendous power of vision will not be given to any other creation before the hereafter.
My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha has stated,
the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would see in darkness just as he would see in the light.
My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said,
undoubtedly, Allah Almighty has presented the world in front of me, so I am observing it and whatever is going to happen until the day of judgment, as I am observing this palm of mine.
Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated,
the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is observing the entire world and whatever is going to happen in it until the day of judgment, as he is observing this palm of his. No particle of the skies and the earth is hidden from his blessed eyes.
Allahu Akbar.
Rubaru misle kafe dast hain dono alam, kaisi pur noor hain chashmane rasule arabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
My dear viewers of Madani Channel, our Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam has stated,
inni ara ma la tarawna wa asma'u ma la tasma'un, I see every such thing which you do not see, and hear every such voice which you do not hear.
Allahu Akbar. And this is a hadith from Ibn Majah. Regarding this blessed hadith,
Sayyidina Allama Ahmad bin Muhammad Khifaji rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh has stated, the word ma refers to the unseen matters about which Allah Almighty has informed His beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and no other person sees them. For example, angels, paradise, hell, and torment in the grave, gaining information about the matters of deceased person and graves. Similarly, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, act of hearing the torment being inflicted in the grave and the creak of the sky are also included in this.
Sab misl hateli pesh nazar, har ghaib aya hai seene par, ye noor nazar, ye chashmane basar, ye ilm o hikmat kya kehna. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, what can one say about the vision of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam?
Once again, we can only say one thing, that there is no comparison. Our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is incomparable.
Let's talk about the power of hearing of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The normal hearing frequency range of a healthy young person is about 20 to 20,000 hertz. Through a normal audible range for loudness is from 0 to 20 decibel, and decibel is a unit of measuring sound. Anything over 85 decibel is considered damaging, so we should not even go there.
My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we can only hear what is said in front of us, right? If someone talks next door or in a separate room or in a different room, we can hear the noise, but it's very hard for someone to distinguish on what they are talking about or what's been going on.
My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with such an amazing sense of hearing that he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam could hear things that nobody else could. The hadith we just heard,
inni ara ma la tarawna wa asma'u ma la tasma'un,
Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam has said, I see all of that which you do not see, and I hear all of that which you do not hear.
Commenting on this hadith, the commentator of Bukhari, Sadr ulama Allama Mawlana Sayyid Ghulam Jilani Mirti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, writes under this narration that every single sound that the addressees, that is those people who are spoken to, cannot hear is included in this, regardless of whichever part of the universe it emanates from, be it from the domains of land or sea, of air or fire, of the heavens or the divine arsh and divine kursi, be it the sound of human and animals, of plants or inanimate, meaning stones or other lifeless things, of the jinns or the angels, or the voices of such a creation that we are not aware of. In short, every single sound of the entire universe is encompassed with this statement. دور و نزدیک کے سننے والے وہ کان. سیدی اعلی حضرت امام آف اہل سنہ, امام آف لو, وین سٹیٹنگ ہز لو فار رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وآلہ وسلم, وین پریزنگ دا بلیسڈ ہیئرنگ پاور آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وآلہ وسلم, ہی سیز دور و نزدیک کے سننے والے وہ کان, کان لعل کرامت پہ لاکھوں سلام. مائی ڈیئر ویورز اف مدر چینل, اٹ از مینشنڈ ان دا ہولی قرآن دیٹ سیدنا سلیمان علیہ السلام heard what the ant was saying. Now, if you imagine, this ant is very tiny, and when it spoke, Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam heard it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Holy Quran, Surah An-Naml, verse number 18, translation from Kanzul Iman, until when they came to the valley of the ants, a she-ant exclaimed, "O ants, enter your houses. May not Sulaiman and his armies crush you unknowingly." It is said in the commentary of this ayah in Tafsir Siratul Jinan that when Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam heard these words of ants, he was 3 miles away. My dear viewers of Madani channel, this ant is very tiny animal, and Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam heard it while he was 3 miles away. And remember, this whole incident talks about that the ant was alive, was living. But listen to the power of hearing of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. A non-Muslim woman mixed poison with a roasted lamb and presented it to the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The beloved of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, said to that woman, "Have you poisoned this lamb?" She asked, "Who told you?" He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "أخبرتني هذه في يدي." That is, "This piece of lamb in my hand has informed me." My dear viewers of Madani channel, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala states under this hadith, one comes to know from this that the meat itself had informed the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that there was poison mixed in it. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani channel, this meat had no life. But look at the hearing power of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. When this flesh of meat spoke to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, when this flesh of meat informed Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam about the poison, our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam heard the meat. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would hear the sounds from heaven. Our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has stated, "Indeed, I hear the sounds of the creaking of the heavens." Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has also said, "Verily, Allah Almighty has appointed 2 angels alongside me. Whenever I am mentioned before a Muslim and he sends salat, meaning durood, salutations upon me, those angels say, 'May Allah Almighty forgive you.'" From this hadith, one comes to know that both of these angels hear the salat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that is recited by every ummati, by every follower. My dear viewers of Madani channel, it is stated in Ibn Majah, "Whenever a woman causes harm to her husband in the world, the man's wife from the heavenly maidens say, 'May Allah Almighty destroy you. Do not cause him any grief. He is a guest with you. He will soon leave you and come to us.'" Maulana Sayyid Ghulam Jilani Mirti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he talks about these 2 narrations and says, "Paradise is above the 7th sky. And according to the saying of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, there is a distance of 500 years between the earth and the first heaven. And this amount is also the vastness of the first heaven. Likewise, there's a distance of 500 years between every 2 skies. And this is also the vastness of each heaven. Thus, there's a difference of 7,000 years from the earth to the 7th sky. And the distance from the earth to paradise is even greater, as it is situated above the 7th sky. Now, a point to ponder, a point to think is that the hearing power of 2 angels is so strong that they can hear the salat upon the Prophet recited by every follower. And the hearing power of the heavenly maidens, that is whores of paradise, is such that they have the ability to hear the voices from the earth, which is at a distance of more than 7,000 years from where they reside. So how will the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam not hear the salat recited upon him by every follower, despite the fact
that he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is more superior than the angels. He's more superior than the heavenly maidens. And in fact, the entire universe, as the whole universe was created for his sake. Furthermore, the distance between him and his followers is not as much as the distance between the heavenly maidens and the earth. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the believing mind can never accept that those who were created for his sake would have this perfection, while the essence of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, himself would remain deprived of it. Rather, the believing mind declares that he, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, is the most perfect of all creation in every essence, in every excellence, that every blessing was bestowed upon him to the greatest degree, and that all stages of complete perfection reach their peak in him. Subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, my Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam hears our calls. He hears our salat. He hears our salam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, لَيْسَ مِنْ عَبْدٍ يُصَلِّ عَلَيَّ إِلَّا بَلَغَنِي صَوْتُهُ حَيْثُ كَانَ. Whoever sends salat upon me, the sound of his voice reaches me, regardless of wherever he is. Subhanallah. Sadr al-Ulama writes, without doubt, the master of both worlds, the honor of the universe, the king of the prophets, the beloved of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, hears the salat and salam of every follower with his own blessed ears. Regardless of whether that the follower reside in any area of the world or any part of the heavens, whether he resides on dry land or sea, or even if he resides in the area between the heaven and the earth. In short, in whichever part of the universe the follower is, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam hears his salat and salam with his own blessed ears. Furthermore, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is not restricted only to salat and salam. Rather, he hears every sound of every creation, and he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam sees every creation with his own blessed eyes. Nahi hai kuch arz ki zarurat ki un pe roshan hai sab ki halat. Rasool-e-Akram sami bhi hain, basir bhi hain, alim bhi hain. There is no need to request anything, as everyone's condition is clear to him. The noblest of messengers also hears, also sees, also knows. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam hears the sound of Sidratul Muntaha. Sayyidina Shaykh Imam Abdul Wahhab Sha'rani rahmatullahi ta'ala states, the beloved of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam can hear the fluttering of the wings of Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, who is residing on Sidratul Muntaha, the Imam of Ahl Sunnah. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states, by the bestowal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hearing power of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam encompasses east and west in its entirety. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam hears the pleas and voices of everyone himself, even though there are angels appointed to convey the salat recited upon him, as well as deeds in order to fulfill the protocols of the noble court. Without doubt, every particle within the heavens and the earth is in his blessed sight, and every sound of the earth and the heavens is in his blessed hearing. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, throughout this entire program, throughout this entire silsila, in every episode of the silsila, we will realize that there is no one like our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He is simply incomparable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with distinctiveness, with uniqueness that was not given to anyone else. And that is why one has said, ab meri nigahon mein jachta nahi koi, jaise mere sarkar hain, aisa nahi koi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the eternal love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Our Prophet simply the best. Our Prophet simply the best. Our Prophet simply the best. Our Prophet, simply the best.